If you will repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
And my spirit does perceive.
And my spirit does perceive.
That you're speaking to me.
That you're speaking to me.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to forget to tell you about Friday night. We'll see you at 7 o'clock for the Day of Atonement. And I'm reminded that, you know, the Day of Atonement is the holiest day of the year, and it was for our Lord as well. So consider that reality when you decide what He wants you to do as He perceives and guides you to go forward. The word that He gave me tonight is on James. The letter of James. And a lot of times we question why the Lord, let's say, doesn't seem to be responding to our particulars. Why we don't get what we've prayed for, or why things are not changing in our situation. And sometimes in our bodies. And so I want to give you verse 6.
Which chapter?
1. Sorry. James 1, verse 6. That's the word that I want to kind of press in tonight, because it gives answers to those questions that we sometimes question about. It says, but when he asks, he must believe and not doubt. Well, I've got news for you. Doubts are so much of a plague in the body of Christ. And then it says, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. How many know that if you want to wash some clothes, you put it into a washing machine and you let the water do the cleaning, right? And as it sloshes, it goes back and forth. But with prayer, it's not a good thing. You're not supposed to be washing or vacillating back and forth, back and forth. Because as soon as you pray, for instance, let's lift up our hands right now and say, Lord Jesus, whatever is happening at the Big E, we believe that you're working on the case.
We believe your angels are on the job.
And the salvation that's going forth.
And
the healing and deliverance that's going forth.
Will manifest in Jesus'
name. And we believe it. We receive it. And refuse to doubt.
Amen.
And amen. That's how you pray. Now, the minute that you stop, anybody know what hits you?
Doubts.
Yeah. Maybe it could be, oh, what if they really have a fire? We should have prayed about the fire. There'll be maybes this and maybes that and doubt in every corner. And if you listen to it and you let it happen without shutting it down with your mouth, it will continue. And I had a word for somebody tonight. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 10. In chapter 10, St. Paul says, pull down every thought. Make it obedient to Christ. That's verse 5. You can't expect the people at the Big E to pull down your thoughts. They ain't going to work. The only person that can pull down those thoughts out of your head is you. Because you know they're there. And when you decide to make it say what you've already prayed, you may have to declare that prayer again. Amen. Just to make it happen. And sometimes 3 or 4 times, and convince yourself that it's going to be. And believe that you have received. Because without faith, you're not going to please God. Amen?
Amen.
So back it up a little bit now. Verse 2, chapter 1.
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Now, in my book, some of the things that Irene and I were watching today was not joyful. But if we expect a miracle to happen, the joy can be taking place by faith. Watching God deliver this entire house. Watching God deliver everything that's going on at the Big E. Keeping your eyes on the Lord, knowing that He's already got His angels out there doing a work, is going to change your attitude. It's also going to change the result of your prayer. Got it? So consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know. When you know something, it's because you've got assurance that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Every time you go through a test, every time you go through a trial, you're supposed to come out on the other side with a better attitude, a stronger conviction, and knowing that God was with you and continue to stay focused. Then verse 4 says, perseverance must finish its works so that you may be mature. Wow. I think I like being a baby. Being a baby, I can keep on doing what my great-grandson was doing right on the porch Sunday afternoon. I want to be a bad boy. You guys can laugh, but you know what? We don't always say it, but we act it out. We react to it. We either submit to it or we reject it. And if somebody's trying to tell me I want to be a good girl, I want to be a good boy, and we don't feel like it, what are we doing? Catching on? Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Woohoo! That's maturity. Not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. I love that part. Because you see, when I look at myself, I find all the faults. Why doesn't God see your faults?
He already took care of them.
He already took care of your faults. He took care of your sins. And he took care of them right straight into the eternity. And that's why the feast is so important. Because you see, when they would gather together for the Day of Atonement, they were preparing for the whole year ahead. And most Christians prepare themselves to face their failures. And they keep their failures as their focus instead of their victories. I can hear you. Yeah, I know. Grunt. You know, perseverance must finish its work so that I may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If I lack wisdom, I should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault with me, and it will be given to me. Without finding fault with me, from God's perspective, I'm already holy. From God's perspective, I'm already a saint. We talked about that several times in the past few weeks. But believing it is something else. See, you can have knowledge of something, but not believe it. Because it's for the other guy. Oh, he's holy. I'm not. She's a saint. I'm not. I already saw what I did yesterday. So you just canceled your sanctification. And if you declare it with your mouth, guess what? You're becoming a mature sinner instead of a mature saint. It's up to you. So watch your mouth. Ask God to help you.
Jesus.
Amen?
But isn't it true? Have I went off the beam here? Or you put me in the corner one more time?
No, it doesn't do any good, Kim. Why bother?
So, one more little corner, okay? Just one more. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. Mm. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. Verse 8 is very important. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all that he does. Whoa. So why didn't I get my answer to prayer? Because I'm double-minded. I've got the mind of Christ on one side and I've got the mind of my head. And my head usually wins. Amen?
Amen.
All right. But it doesn't have to.
Nope.
I can be the overcomer.
Amen.
I can declare that I'm not guilty because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I can declare that I'm no longer going to keep accusing myself. Romans 8:1. I can declare it as soon as the thought enters in. But you know something? Sometimes I miss it. And when I do, I got to go back. I got to ask God to help me to get through this, because you know what? He doesn't want me to fail, and I don't want to fail. Unstable in all that I do when I toss back and forth in my mind about anything. Amen? Now I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to put your Bible down. And I want you to join hands if you've got somebody next to you. Because you see, what I've just given you took me a year. Every single morning, God would give me back James chapter 1. He'd say, Kim, read it again. And guess who had an argument? I did. Lord, I read it yesterday. I should know it by now. I read it for 3 days. I read it for 3 weeks. I read it for 3 months. He said, you don't get it. Okay. So I finally asked him for help because I was convinced that I thought I understood it, but I didn't. So at the end of a year, I began to stop the double-mindedness. At the end of a year, I would quickly pull down the thoughts that would pull me back into doubts and fears. So are you ready? Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I can't do this on my own.
I can't do this on my own.
That's why you released your spirit.
Your Holy Spirit
is my counselor.
Is my counselor.
And I'm asking him now.
To prod my mind, to prod my heart.
When I head back
into any kind
of doubts
or fears
or questions in my heart
about
the prayer I've just prayed.
Because
he wants to cancel everything. But the Holy Ghost can help me in this.
I want that help tonight.
It's called grace.
It's called
favor. And I need it. I want my prayers answered.
I want the miracles to take place.
For those that I see hurting.
And that I pray for them.
I want it to be a solid prayer.
I want to
see the fruit of that prayer.
I want to
see the miracles.
I want to see the salvation.
I want to see the deliverance.
And it starts with me.
Our Father.
Our Father.
Who is in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Let your kingdom come. Way down inside of me. Let your will be done. In every area in me.
In this earth.
It starts with me. And you've got a great plan for me.
You've got a great plan for me.
But I want to mature.
But I want I want the grace to mature.
I want the grace to mature.
Not to be a little kid anymore.
Not to be a little kid anymore.
But to be accountable.
To be accountable.
And responsible.
And responsible.
And I promise.
And I promise
to give you the praise.
To give you the praise.
Because I can't do this on my own.
Because I can't do this on my own.
But the help is yours.
But the help is yours.
The helper is yours.
The helper is yours.
But he's now mine.
But he's now mine.
He's been released in me.
He's been released in me.
And I'm going to see signs and wonders.
And I'm going to see signs and wonders.
Because.
My prayer will be solid.
My prayer will be solid. It'll be mature.
It'll be mature.
And I'll see the results.
And I'll see the results.
And I will not doubt.
And I will not doubt.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Help my unbelief.
Help my unbelief.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it. I'll see you Friday.